Welcome to our extra spicy podcast, Hot and Bothered, with me, Rhian Sugden.
And me, Sarah Jane Dunn.
So in this podcast, we will delve into sex, gossip and taboos. So for everything you feel uncomfortable to ask, we'll go there and we will give you an insight into our lives as OnlyFans creators. Just lots of juicy stuff.
Absolutely. And in this episode, we are going to be talking about role play. Bit of dressing up. Well, let's start with our hot and bothereds this week, which we do every week. What's got you hot and what's got you bothered?
Well,
what's got you hot?
Look at me just jumping in and going first this time. So what's got me hot this week? Fleetwood Mac, you know.
Oh, really?
Oh, I love Fleetwood Mac. It's my go-to album when I'm getting ready, when I'm driving. Stevie Nicks just belting down the airwaves always gets me in a good mood, which actually leads me onto my bothered. We was going to do your hot next, but I'll just go straight.
She's going straight in. She's taking control this week.
I'm being a dom. Follows on from last week.
Yeah.
So what gets me bothered is traffic, people, driving. I hate driving.
Yeah.
Which is silly, really, because I've just got a new car, but I hate driving.
I like driving. It's the traffic that I don't like.
People on the roads.
Yeah.
I don't know whether I'm just an exceptionally excellent driver.
Yeah.
Or everybody is awful.
Yes.
So...
There are some dreadful people
on
the roads.
Put on Stevie Nicks, bit of Fleetwood Mac, and it kind of counteracts my bothered. So, a bit of a merge there for you this week.
Bit of a merge.
What about you?
My hot is Pam and Tommy. Have you seen the series?
Oh, my God. It's so good.
It's so good. And mainly Lily James, because I just think she looks absolutely incredible.
I didn't know it was her at first.
How good is the makeup?
So
she's not the
good.
Person that you would... I don't think she's the actress that you would immediately go, oh, yeah, she'll play Pam, she looks like Pam, she'll be cast as her, but the makeup department, and she's a beautiful girl anyway, but the fact that she just looks so like her, I think,
and
the prosthetics, I'm fascinated.
And the boobs.
Obsessed. The boobs.
How is that?
The hair, I want her hair.
Yeah,
like, I just want to be in the 90s again. Yeah, absolutely love it.
Oh,
so,
she's so sexy in
that. That's my heart. And my bothered is you.
Oh. Jesus.
So I am right. You told me that you were boring, and all these things that I'm finding out about you week after week and story after story and on the podcast and off the podcast, my life is so dull.
I've lived a good life. What
you
can I say?
Have.
I got married and chilled out.
But you told me that you hadn't, and now I'm like, well, no, you didn't actually. To be fair,
actually.
You just said that you felt like dull and boring when we were getting all the confessions in, but actually.
I'm bothered by the fact that I've got plenty more stories for
you. I need to catch up with you.
I'll share some.
I can't wait.
Off mic.
Yes. So yeah, this week we're going to be talking about role play. And on our OnlyFans platform, we get requests for this kind of thing quite a lot, don't we?
Yeah, I get daily requests for role play.
Daily requests for role play. And... the way that we sort of work it on OnlyFans is through doing customs. We both offer custom content. Do you want to explain how that works?
Yeah, so people, I mean, some girls have a menu, I believe,
they do,
on their page. But I think you're the same. We offer customs, but it's down to our discretion.
Yeah.
Because some people want some strange stuff. So say, for example, Sarah wanted me to dress up as a nurse
always
and a bit of a striptease, then I would say, obviously agree to it, set a price, film the video and send it out as a pay-per-view message.
Yeah.
And they just open it and Sarah will be very happy.
I would be a happy patient with that nurse. So that's sort of how it works. We people will send us their requests, and then it's...
We accept
or decline. Or sort of say, I can't do that, but I could do this. That's sometimes what I do. I'll give an alternative if they want something that I just will not do.
I mean, out of, I'd say, 100 requests that I get, I probably do about 3.
Yeah, same.
I turn a lot down.
Turn most of them down, because a lot of people want nudity or playing with sex toys and things like that, stuff that we just don't do. That's not our OnlyFans.
A bit too far for us.
Yeah, so, but it's a good way of interacting with the audience. I think that, for me, is something that OnlyFans offers that other platforms don't, and why it makes it so exclusive and why people like it, because you're having that interaction with the person that you're following, and also I think the followers like the fact that they can go, oh, can you dress up as a nurse? Or can you, you know, dress up as a bunny? Or can you wear this coloured stockings with this lingerie set? Or,
they like the fact that they've like directed us, don't they? And then we can, it's basically like their own little film.
Yeah, exactly.
Little and short film.
They're like exclusive content to keep, and we're in control of the fee that we set for that, and whether we want to do it or not.
Yeah. So one of the requests that I get quite a lot is having guys' names written on my boobs.
I've not had that one.
Have you not?
No.
God, I've done quite a few of those.
I've not got big boobies like you, though.
You've not got enough space to write Jonathan across the top. I've had a Jonathan, actually.
Better not be my Jonathan.
No, it's not your Jonathan. It might be.
Maybe.
No, it's not. So, and I'm happy to do those. Sometimes I do it topless for extra large fee, but otherwise it's just in a bra with the name written on
it. They just want their name written on it.
Yeah. I mean, if that's what floats your boat.
That's interesting. So I get in the custom videos, they often want you to say their name. So I'll, know, say, hey, Dave, here's your video. Or, I don't say, I personally don't say anything smutty or
some of them want you to say like, oh, how are you, sexy Dave? And that's a bit too much for me.
That's a bit too much for me as well. But again, that's where the sort of negotiation comes in, I guess.
And I don't have a very sexy voice, so I think it kind of kills the vibe of the video.
I think you've got a sexy voice.
Well, thanks, Sarah. You have to say that now because I'm your bothered section this week, so you're trying to creep.
I'm not trying to creep, I'm still bothered about you, but you've got a story about that, haven't you?
I do have a story about that, and it's oh, it still hurts to this day, to be honest. I filmed a charity campaign for male cancer awareness, and it was with Rankin.
Oh, wow.
Top celebrity photographer.
Yeah.
And it was basically me stripping off in my underwear, whipping out a pair of prosthetic testicles and saying, this is how you check yours. And I filmed it, was there all day. It was great.
I've seen the video. She looks incredible.
So excited for it to come out. And then it was dubbed. I watched it.
They didn't use
your
voice.
My voice. I mean, they picked a northerner at least, but my childlike voice clearly wasn't up to the stripping of the video.
How bizarre. Did they tell you they were going to
do that? No, they didn't tell me that, actually. And I watched it and I was like, oh my God.
That's a bit naughty.
This is not me. So if anyone's interested, check it out on YouTube. It's got 5 million views, not to brag. But
she looks great. Check it out. But the voice is
The voice is not mine. It's bizarre. So
I think it stands out even more that it's not your voice. I think it's really weird. Obvious that it's not your voice, which is
That's another reason why I don't speak very much on customs, because I'm not a sexy kind of gal to speak
to. Do you leave voice notes on OnlyFans?
I've left a few, but only when I'm busy and I'm not able to reply to people's messages.
So you can
I just spam them with a voice note.
Yeah, as an option, you can leave like a voice record, a voice note. You can set
and
that
I've
as
sang
a
happy
post.
Birthday to a few people.
Have you?
Yeah. Have you not?
No, I haven't done that yet. I did a spin the wheel on there once where people could pay to spin the wheel and win prizes, and so the prizes on there were like a signed photo or
that's a good idea.
Personal pick. Yeah, it's a good one actually. And one of them on there was get a voice note from me. So that's the only time that I've sort of used that feature, but it's actually quite a good feature.
I think they like it, don't they?
Because again, it's that sort of person. It's not a text.
It's like the girlfriend experience, which I believe is a thing on OnlyFans. They like even just a picture of, I'm just driving to work today, and then send them a voice note. Hi, I'll be home later. I think that's like a thing, you know.
So that they sort of feel like that you're their partner.
Yeah. I don't often get that asked for in customs because I think a lot of them know I'm married.
They know we're married. I think that's why. Yeah, exactly. So in terms of like the requests that we get, what are your most common ones for role play, dress up?
Oh, people love a nurse.
Nurses.
I like a nurse. I dress up as a nurse and I'm called Sandra.
Oh, you've got an alter ego.
Every time I have an outfit, I have a different alter ego.
That's clever. I like that.
And I've got loads of wigs delivered this morning, actually. I love a wig.
Oh, I need to get on the wig thing.
Oh, I've got loads.
I need to know where you get your wigs from.
You can have some
of
mine.
Yes.
You can borrow Sandra.
Let me try Sandra on for size.
Secretary's
a massive one.
People love me in my glasses.
Yeah, we've had lots of requests to do secretary together, by the way.
Have we?
Yes, so maybe that could be our next shoot.
Yeah, because I'm blind anyway, so I have glasses.
I have glasses too, so
I've got some corking glasses I could wear as a secretary. Maid.
Mate, policewoman.
Policewoman. Cheerleaders. Schoolgirls.
Ah, yeah. See, with the schoolgirl thing, I think that's such a sort of dangerous territory. Yeah. I don't go there. I've dressed up like more like cheerleadery, that sort of. Yeah.
Pigtails. And
pigtails. Whatnot. Yeah. Shirt. But yeah, I think the schoolgirl, the territory there pushing for me feels uncomfortable.
Pushing the boundaries a little bit there. Yeah.
Especially because I'm a 40-year-old woman as well now. It feels odd to dress up as a schoolgirl.
But you do look about 18. So.
Thanks. Creep.
What else was I just going to mention? Smoking.
Smoking. Yeah. That's an interesting one that we get quite a lot, don't we?
Yeah. Why is that, I wonder? Is it like from like olden days? Like, because all the movie
from
stars
like the old movies.
Like Marilyn Monroe with her cigarettes and
yeah.
whatnot.
And it's the art of, because I got a custom request for a video once and I don't smoke, so I don't have, obviously, cigarettes lying around the house or anything. But I do have a vape, and it's not like a smoky vape. It's like a health benefits vape.
Oh, right.
It's a random vape, but it still smokes like a vape does. So I did the video, but used the vape and explained before, you know, I took payment. I was like, look, I don't smoke, but I've done this as an alternative. And he was fine, but I think he was a bit like, you know, it's the art of having the cigarette, your mouth around the cigarette,
burning
down. Yeah, it's quite niche, actually, I think. But we do get that quite a lot. Or yeah. pictures smoking.
Yeah, and smoking stinks. I mean, I used to smoke for years. So the smell of smoke knocks me sick now. So I can't imagine why people would be turned on at that.
I think it must be the old sort of, like you say, that Hollywood glamour where it was cool and sexy to smoke. And
maybe when I've had a glass of wine and I dig out an old packet of cigarettes, I'll get some customs on the go.
There you go. And with requests as well, I get some really specific ones. Like, this might tie in a little bit with what we did with sort of fetishes, but it's they're so specific sometimes. So I got one guy once was like, I want you to dress in a white shirt that's sort of see-through with a white lacy bra underneath, white knickers. I think it was a white suspender belt, but then black stockings, black heels,
hair
up in a ponytail, glasses, red lips. So it went right as far as what makeup I was wearing. And that was his custom. It was a picture, and that was a custom
picture
he wanted just for a picture.
Wow.
And then another guy that was very specific about what makeup I was wearing. So a smoky eye, a pale lip, hair down. Like, it doesn't often, I don't get that very often where people are like, but I want you to have your hair and makeup a certain way. Like, it's usually what I'm wearing.
Maybe they like the fact that you're getting ready
for them. Yeah.
In their style.
That could be part of it.
Yeah. Have you heard about the furries role play?
I think I have. Is this animals?
Yeah.
Like dressed as animals?
You can actually buy butt plugs that are like a pig's tail or a pony, like a horse tail.
How do you know this?
Because I used to own a sex shop.
What? This is a whole other conversation.
I used to have an online sex shop.
Did you?
We'll save that for another episode though, because I've got some funny stories
okay.
to tell you with that.
Well, I definitely need to know more about that.
But yeah, I used to own an online sex shop. And
so a butt plug that doubles up as an animal tail.
Yeah, so it plugs in.
Plugs
you
in. Plug yourself in.
And then it's got the little corkscrew tail, or it's got the long ponytail. You can get them in blonde, you can get them in golden. Various different colours,
oh
yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Rabbit's tail, you can get those.
So that, perfect for Easter.
Perfect for Easter,
there you go. And then presumably then people will role play, act out being that animal.
I'm guessing so.
Yeah. That's one that I haven't had that
They
request.
Have like the big heads, some of them, don't they? Like put on big masks and walk around like with a bondage zip dog face thing.
Yeah, it is quite bondagey, isn't it?
I think. And there's, what's the other one we was going to...
I've had requests for, this is one that I haven't done, but for like a ball gag and hands tied behind back in either
that
in handcuffs
full on.
Or... But that's...
What is it?
BDSM, isn't it? Yeah.
That is full on bondage.
Yes, quite full on. But again, quite a lot of requests for that.
Really?
But that's not one I've ventured into yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
We'll take your time, Summers. We'll get you a ball gag.
Thanks.
I'll tie you up, get some pictures.
We asked what role play people, well, one, whether people liked role play or not, and majority said yes of people that answered. And two, what they liked either to be dressed up in or as their partner to be dressed as.
Didn't someone send in a minion?
There was a minion. That's gotta be a joke. It's, well, you'd think it was a joke, wouldn't you? But then again, maybe that's just their quirk. They like a nice yellow bottom. In fact, this is one that I've had quite a lot, is someone wants me to dress up as a magician's assistant, which I think is quite a rare one.
Like Debbie McGee?
Like Debbie McGee.
Wow.
Yeah. And role play the whole thing, though. This is one that I've declined because it feels like a lot
like
of effort.
So like a full-on stage show?
Yeah. So they want me to dress up as a magician's assistant and then role play being a magician's assistant. Now, I feel like for that, I'm going to have to like invest in like one of those boxes where you chop someone in half and a few rabbits.
Vanishing
and,
cage.
Yeah, all of that. It's way too much effort
for me. It's a bit much,
me.
That.
There's no amount that I will do that one for. And then he was... I think wanting the magician's assistant tied up and put in like sexual positions.
So you also need an assistant for your magician's assistant.
For the assistant. Yeah, it's a complicated one, isn't it?
I mean, that's a bit of a wild request.
Yeah, yeah.
That is a bit much. I mean, have you ever role played?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
See, you're not boring.
Coming up. Oh,
yay, my God.
I've redeemed myself.
Talk to me. Yeah. Tell me what you've been doing.
Oh, I think just like the classics, nurse, maid. This is like quite a long time ago. I think more with John, I've dressed up.
What have you dressed him up as?
I've not dressed him up as anything. Maybe I should ask him who's into that. No, I've more like underwear and stockings and stuff with John, but... Yeah, in the past, nurse, maid.
Have you?
I think policewoman. I don't think there's been anything
like
random.
Do you go into full role play mode? Like,
well, see, this is
you're
the
under
thing.
Arrest.
No, I find it a little bit embarrassing because, so even though I'm an actor and I've been in those situations where I have to put a, you know, do a performance and not be me and be out of my comfort zone, it's very different when, even when you're in role play, I find, to sort of be like, hey, oh, you, oh, I'm just here cleaning this desk. Or, you know, still me. So you're out of your comfort zone massively.
Yeah.
Even when it's with someone that, you know, you're comfortable with, I just, yeah, for me, I just
feel
couldn't.
Well uncomfortable. I've never done the whole outfits. I've done underwear.
Yeah.
But the outfits... Maybe if I put a wig on, I do feel like I'm a different person when I put a wig on. Maybe I'll try that one. But I'm like you said, I'm too embarrassed. But I'm married to an actor. And we've tried like the whole in a bar, pretend we don't know each other.
Oh, have you?
And I can't take him seriously.
Do you just end up getting the giggles?
Laughing,
yeah,
like,
I get the giggles.
And he doesn't break character. He's a very good actor. He should be in more things.
He should
but
be,
he doesn't
yeah.
break character. And I'm like, I can't do it. Stop.
Yeah. So I'm happy to get dressed up, but it's then that pretending to be that person.
I thought you would be very good at that.
No.
Which is weird.
No, unfortunately not.
But I've done like the underwear and the stockings, but it never ends well. I mean, I don't particularly like dressing up because to me, it's my uniform. I'm in underwear most of the time for work.
Yeah.
So I don't see it as sexy. I'd rather just be naked. But the times that I have dressed up, sex doesn't last very long, so it's just like a vibe kill for me.
Yeah.
So I've not got any very good experiences.
That's interesting as well. Like with underwear, we sort of I'm sort of skipping a bit here, but we spoke to or asked people why they buy underwear and what type of underwear they buy and their reasons. And with like sexy underwear, obviously we have to have that now for the platform, and you know, I've got tons more underwear than I've ever had in my entire life. Previous to that, I think when I've bought sexy underwear, it's always been for a partner rather than for me.
Oh yeah, 100%. But that's because, I don't know about you, but I'm all about comfort. I've got granny pants and a big bra on because it's not being shown off. So I would never, the sexier the underwear, it's so uncomfortable.
Yeah, but does it not make you feel sexy when you put it on? Because I feel like when I do photo shoots and I put on some gorgeous underwear, I do feel sexy. It does make me
when
feel
it's
like
show.
Confident. But actually then, like you say, in the bedroom, then that maybe shortens
the process.
The process and the experience. So actually as a woman, it's not as fulfilling because your other half gets
more
too excited.
For the benefit of them, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
two pumps
for
and a squirt.
Them sort of like, I mean, it makes you excited, but I think, yeah, the thrill is more for them rather than, yeah, than you.
I think so. I mean, when I buy underwear just for everyday purpose, I mean, I'm like Primark, just...
Do you go cheap and cheerful?
I go for all kinds of stuff, to be honest. My boobs are so big, I've got to just keep fluctuating between what fits. So, but it's just because the nice stuff has got straps all over it. It's not very practical under just a normal t-shirt.
Yeah.
So I can fully believe why people would just buy it for their partners.
Yeah, just buy the sexy stuff, yeah, for their partners.
Yeah. Do you spend a lot of money on your undies? Unless it's for work.
Yeah, now more than ever, but for work. But then, you know, like we've said before, people will now buy us underwear,
yeah,
to use on the platform. And then previous to that, not really. I lived with a girl years ago, and the one thing I remember about her most was, one, she had like super immaculate nails, and her nails were always manicured. And two, she always wore beautiful matching underwear.
Oh,
and it
God.
That was her thing, and she'd spend a lot of money on it. And she and I used to be like, I was a bit younger than her, and at the time really sort of like
in awe,
envious
of her.
And in awe of her, because she always looked so well put together.
Yeah.
And I'd be there like throwing on my, you know, off-white thong that's been washed, yeah, about 200
very
times,
rarely matching,
and, yeah, very rarely matching. But she was always like, if something happened to me, then, you know, at least I'll have nice underwear,
yeah,
on. And that really stuck with me. And I thought, and she was doing it for her. She wasn't doing it for any boyfriend or a partner. It was just something that made her feel good. And I thought that was a really nice thing. And I think,
yeah,
now, every now and then, I will treat myself to a nice matching underwear set and sort of save it more
if
for
best.
If
it's like date night.
Yeah.
But again, that's
not for,
yeah,
you, is it?
It's not for me.
Exactly.
But I just prefer being naked.
Yeah, it's easier, isn't it?
It's easier.
I did a poll on my Instagram asking whether people always wear underwear or go commando, or does it depend on the outfit?
Yeah.
And 63% of people always wear underwear. 19% of people go commando.
That's quite low, I think.
Do you think? 18% depends on the outfit. Do you know anyone that goes pant free?
My ex-boyfriend used to go pant free.
I have an ex-boyfriend that used to go pant free.
Do we have the same ex-boyfriend?
Possibly.
I mean, there is...
maybe we need to discuss this off mic.
I never go commando, unless it's like a sexy dress.
See, I do sometimes.
Do you? Do
because, no, not like as, and this is interesting, right? Because if a guy goes commando,
it's gross.
I think it's a bit odd.
It is gross,
because
they've got pants on and they're like sweating their balls,
yeah,
in between
all
the
over their trousers.
Whatnot.
But if a girl goes commando, then suddenly it's sexualized, I think, because of sort of that connection between, oh, you know, she's not wearing any pants, and it becoming a sexual thing.
Yeah.
Whereas if I don't wear them, it's for comfort, because sometimes I find pants
a bit chafy. Are you commando today?
I'm not commando today. I have trousers pants on today, but I have got a bodysuit on, so in this instance I go commando,
yeah,
because I've got a bodysuit
on
anyway
on today, so I'm commando. But is that class as commando?
Well, you've not got knickers on.
Yeah.
But yeah, see, this is the thing. Or sometimes if I've got joggers on and I'm doing, like, I'm running around the house, and sometimes I just won't, because sometimes it's nice to be free.
It's just nice to be free and
exactly,
airy, isn't it?
Exactly. Give it a bit of an air.
But it is different when guys go commando.
Yeah.
Like I said, my ex, possibly your ex.
Our ex.
He used to never. And
never.
And he was at the gym all the time.
I'd never thought about that aspect,
like,
of it. Yeah,
out,
of course.
But I think gym shorts, so they have like a little netting cup area or something.
Yes, like, well, that's swim shorts, isn't it? But yeah.
But still.
Surely that's not good for the old bollocks either.
He's going to have bollocks.
They need
down
a bit
to
of protection when
he's older, I imagine. Yeah, a bit of a scoop. What about in the bedroom? Do you sleep naked?
I do sometimes, yeah. Depends on where I am. As in, like, if I'm sleeping at the in-laws, and
I
won't sleep in the nud. Or we went away for a weekend and there were no blinds in the place we were staying in, so obviously I had PJs on.
Yeah.
But yeah, most of the time I like to. You?
I always sleep naked. I get so hot in the night.
Yes.
But obviously there's scenarios where you don't want to sleep naked, like you said, at the in-laws.
Yes.
And I worry about when I'm in hotels on my own.
Yes, same.
I don't know why, but I've got something about if someone accidentally comes in and I'm just there with my bum hole in the air.
Yeah, fast asleep.
I'll be well embarrassed.
Yeah,
so
I always take pyjamas to a hotel.
Yeah, I have to keep bottoms on.
I read somewhere that apparently sleeping next to your partner both of you naked is really good for your relationship and intimacy as well.
The skin on skin is supposed to be good for your sex life as well, I think.
Yeah. Well, it makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And I think it's a nice connection, isn't it?
Although sometimes my husband snores so bad, I don't want to be anywhere near him. Sometimes I look at him and I think, oh God, I could kill you.
That's just married life,
isn't it? That's just married life. But when you first get in bed, and it's nice to have a snuggle, isn't it? Skin on skin.
I think the other thing, though, with obviously I have a child as well now, with sleeping naked, is that you have to have something ready
nearby.
To grab. Like, my dressing gown's got to be next to the bed.
Yeah.
Because if I jump up in the middle of the night, if Stan, like, wakes up or I need to sort the dogs out or whatever, then obviously I can't just run around the house naked. Not that, you know, he's five, it wouldn't matter, but it's the middle of the night and it's cold.
I've got a funny story about that, actually. When we first moved into our house and we brought our cats with us, they went out and got a mouse and left it running around the house downstairs. And me and Oliver sleep naked, and all of our stuff was still in boxes. So it was either get up in the middle of the night and put our clothes on from that day. So we were just running around the house at like 3 o'clock in the
naked.
Morning. Naked.
Naked. Chasing a mouse.
Trying to catch a mouse. And it went on for ages. And I was just like, oh, this is a joke. And I think it ran its way out itself because we've never seen it since.
Never seen it since.
But
where did it go?
That was literally the first night we moved into our house.
Oh,
and we
no.
were like, oh my God.
This is not fun.
The neighbours probably looking through the conservatory thinking, why is there two naked
puppies? Who are these guys?
Who's the new neighbours on the street? So yeah, always keep something nearby. Good shout.
Yes, absolutely. 100%. Okay, so we're going to move on to this week's saucy secret. And
it's a long one.
It's a long one. It's a good one. I'm going to read it because I think you need to have the full story and know the full picture before we discuss.
Could you do an accent?
No.
Oh.
No. I wind my husband up by doing an Australian accent. He hates it, so I will not put you through that. Okay, so here we go. It started around summer last year. She came out after work and we just had a catch up, which we've done for years. About once a month, I've often chatted about anything and everything between ourselves. So let me give you some context for this. These guys are cousins.
Okay.
Okay, so this is a guy and he's talking about his female cousin.
Okay.
Right? Afterwards, she messaged saying how hot she was, weather-wise, but I replied saying she looked amazing, etc. And after a few compliments and innuendo each way, when
winky,
I didn't...
Winky, winky face.
Wink, wink face. Wink, wink emoji. When I didn't reply for a while, when she did, she asked if the gap had been because I was wanking, to which I said that I'd have more time later. She sent a picture of her pulling a shocked face, and when later arrived, I said something along the lines of, I'll be gone for 20 minutes with your picture from earlier for company. Then she asked, did I have fun, etc., and she said she'd been thinking about me playing, so she had herself played.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So they've both had a play, thinking about each other.
Yeah.
We tease each other a bit with pics, but mainly messages. Nothing has happened in person. Probably bad enough that we've done this, as we both do have partners. Ooh.
Wowza.
So they're cousins. They're obviously into each other and have been for a while.
It's because they're not allowed.
They've both got partners.
It's the...
But then you've got a partner, so you're not allowed. So is that not taboo enough that, oh, the excitement that you're with somebody?
Well, it's double.
But it's double, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, not that it's right with being cousins, but if you've got a connection with somebody, you've got a connection with somebody.
It's also not illegal, is it, with cousins?
Depends
it feels
if you're first or second
weird,
doesn't it?
I actually don't know the answer to that.
I think
should find that out.
Yeah, I think there's got to be a layer of cousins.
Between
before,
you.
Yeah. I could be wrong on that, but I think, yeah.
If there's a chemistry. And like you say, if it's that sort of, oh, it's because it's not allowed, and then it's the excitement of messaging.
Won't we?
Yeah, and I've been thinking about you, you've been thinking about me.
Oh, God. Oh. Can of worms spilled everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you stop that? Is it going to stop?
That's a good point, actually, because you're going to see each other.
We're going to see each other. Is anything ever going to happen? And if it does, that going to ruin your marriages?
Relationships.
Your relationships and your
what family, found out. I know, that's the other thing, isn't it?
I mean, my advice there would be don't go act there. Upon it. I've just done a quick Google.
Yeah.
During recording, and you can marry your first cousin. So definitely not illegal.
It's not illegal.
So it's just a moral thing.
It's a moral thing.
Cheating on your relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then does it just come down to being two people? If we take the cousins things out of it, then it's just two people that are into each other.
Yeah.
That have got chemistry, that have been flirting and messaging and thinking about each other when they've been having a little play.
Yeah, because I was thinking it was a bit closer than that, family knit. But if you're allowed, it's not...
It's then just the moral thing. I think it does open up that conversation if anything did happen and people found out, even though it's allowed, would it still then be a bit of a, oh, but you're related?
Yeah, and you'd be known as that person that's having it away with a cousin.
It's odd.
It's frowned upon.
It's tricky territory, isn't it?
It is tricky territory. But thanks for sharing with us.
Yes.
I mean, that's one of the best ones we've had in
a while. That is definitely a good one. Thank you so much for listening to this episode, and hopefully we'll see you next week.
Yeah, and if you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review and give us a follow on your favourite podcast app.
See you next time.
Bye.